Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILX.com. Going out on the phone now to Gary Minix. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. Got a press release from you, and I kind of jumped on this one. This looks like fun. I happen to know you through connections of connections, so one of those six degrees of separations, which I love a lot. But I love the name of it, Live Life Loud Part 2.
That's right.
And it's an event coming up. Unfortunately, to talk about why we're doing the event, we have to tell a very sad and tragic story, but there's good that comes out of things, and I think this is what we're discussing this evening, Gary.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the second annual. It's a fundraising benefit for a scholarship foundation, scholarship fund in my son's name, Dustin Minix, who passed away on November 26th of 2009. It was on Thanksgiving Day. He was 18 years old. He was talking to his girlfriend on the phone one minute, and the next minute he had collapsed and passed away. Don't really know exactly why. They said it was a pulmonary hemorrhage of unknown origin, so we'll never really know exactly why it happened or how it happened, but his mom and I decided that after that we really wanted to do something to honor Dustin and to honor his legacy. He was a heck of a good kid.
Well, and that's what I hear from folks. And first of all, my deepest condolences on that incredible loss. I can't even imagine. So to honor his legacy, he had an interest in cars.
Yes, he did. he was a gearhead, head to toe. He was absolute gearhead. Had been interested in. Well, he started off as a young child taking everything apart that he possibly could get his hands on, and then he'd put it back together and usually didn't have parts left over. That led into his interest in automobiles and vehicles, and he was going to be going to school. He was a senior at Concord High School, and he was going to be going to college at the University of Northern Ohio in automotive mechanics. He wanted to be an automotive mechanic when he grew up. And just help people in that area. So we decided that what better way to honor Dustin and honor his wishes and his dream of being an auto mechanic than to set up a scholarship fund to help kids that might not otherwise be able to go to school for that, give them money to do that.
Well, what I love about this as well is you didn't let any grass grow under your feet after the tragic death of your son, Dustin. You held a fundraiser, was it the very next year?
The very next year, yes.
Okay.
And a little backstory, just a few months prior to that, I had done a one-man cabaret show at the Bon Ton Room here in Jackson and donated a portion of the proceeds to the United Way. I wanted to give back to the community part of the proceeds from that. So that was already established, and the April Fool's weekend, being the kind of April Fool that I am, was the perfect weekend to do that. So it was already on the books for me to do a cabaret show on that weekend, and it just took a completely different focus after Dustin died and decided that I would donate all of the proceeds, all of the profits from this to the scholarship fund, and we made it a little bigger. We've got a silent auction in there now, and as well as the, you know, couple hours of solid, good, top-notch entertainment.
So we've already told people that it's going to be April Fool's weekend. It's actually Saturday, April 2nd of this year, which is coming right up on us. We're less than a month away now. Does that scare you, Gary?
A little bit.
In a good way.
In a good way. It's a nervous anticipation. I've got a whole slew of local performers, some from Lansing, most of them from the Jackson area, coming in, all donating their time and their energy and their talents toward this benefit.
And it,
from the Lansing.
And I'm sorry, it goes to a scholarship to and who applies for this scholarship, or who are you looking for?
The scholarship goes to young men or young women who are seniors in high school, current seniors in high school, pursuing automotive technology. You know, they're going to a trade school or whatever to be a mechanic, automobile or truck mechanic, whatever, a vehicle mechanic.
And you you raised some pretty good money the last time around.
Yes, we did. Last year, through the efforts just on the fundraising show itself, we raised over $3,500. Through some other efforts and donations, we had a $500 donation last year from the Jacktown Rollers, the Roller Derby League here in Jackson.
Well, we have one in Lansing now, too.
Yes, the Derby Dixons. Love them to death.
They
are just wonderful people. So we were able last year to award a $5,000 scholarship to one young man.
Unbelievable. I can imagine he's thrilled, and he's in school now?
Yes, he's in school now. Should be wrapping up fairly soon. I think at University of Northern Ohio, it's like an 18-month course, something like that. And the $5,000 paid for almost the full ride.
Oh, unbelievable. So you and Dustin's mother and Dustin have already started changing people's lives. That's a very good thing. Tell us about some of the entertainment folks can look forward to.
Most of it's going to be singing. We've got local singers, Ann Holt, Christopher and Chip Mezzo, Jamie Merritt, myself. I'll be performing with my three daughters, Emma, Hannah, and Rachel. Which is going to be a blast because Emma and Hannah have never been on stage before. Rachel was in the show last year.
Well, that's worth the price of admission.
Oh, absolutely. just to see the Minixes on there, it's well worth it. We also have the Shahara Belly Dance Troupe out of Lansing.
Well, that'll bring some other folks
performing.
In.
Yes. And that was kind of fun, too, because they offered and they have donated to the silent auction something you might be interested in, Cheryl. We've got belly dance lessons.
Oh, you are so barking up the wrong tree, Gary.
Part of the,
I'm not picturing that, and I don't want other folks to either, frankly. But so there's a silent auction involved besides the great entertainment.
Yes. Yep, the silent auction is going to kick off at about 6:30 on April 2nd. And we've got, last year we had all manner of different items, goods, services, sitting fees for local photography studios, things of that nature. We're going to have some of that again this year. Also this year, a couple of the big things that we're going to have. We've got an autographed MSU basketball, autographed by Coach Tom Izzo.
Love that.
We had one last year, and it went for $350.
Unbelievable. Before we run out of time, because you know this radio and TV business, let's make sure we get in where people can get information and on tickets and so forth.
Sure. If somebody wants to call and make reservations, they can call the Bonton Room. That's here in Jackson. The phone number is 787-6733. The admission for the whole night is $20. For $20, you get 2 hours of entertainment, and that gives you opportunity to bid on all kinds of incredible things in the silent auction.
Well, it sounds like an amazing time. I certainly hope my schedule will be clear so I can get down. You're a popular guy, and sounds like Dustin was a very popular guy, and he'd be proud of what you're doing. And it's just a great evening. It's a great event, and it's a great cause. Gary, I thank you for your time tonight. We'll catch up with you closer to the event.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Gary Minix. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.